everything that rocks.
We're in the club, man.
In the club.
6:45, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, real quick, got to give a shout out. So I was stumbling around the bar yesterday, right? This guy and his wife, hey, what's up? Hey. Brad and Judy from Indiana. They stream our show from Indiana. And got to talk to a couple friends yesterday. It was kind of cool. So I want to give a big shout out to Brad and Judy. Thanks for listening.
They weren't mad at how much trash I talk about Indiana, at least in the Gary area, right? They're not from Gary, are they?
Yeah, I honestly, even if you're from Gary, Indiana, and you love Gary, you're born where your whole family's from Gary, you still got to know that it's Gary, Indiana, right?
You still got to know that you live in like the worst place like I've ever, right?
Just look around, man. Look around.
You know, I guess maybe I should elaborate.
I don't think they're from Gary.
When I say people, I can't, you know, people from Indiana in that, it's not the people, all right? It's just kind of the general area. I think the area makes, because you said, what were their names again? Brad and Judy. Brad and Judy, they seem like great people, all right? They listen to the show, we appreciate. So absolutely. I don't think it's not the people. It's just the general area. Maybe it's just the area, all right? That makes people less
just
likeable.
The flat, corn, boring,
right there,
whole area of Indiana. Area. Hey, we feel bad area. For you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I tried to sleep with a girl from Indiana. It's not like I don't like the people. It's just the area. That's what it is.
It just takes a little bit longer to get there because it's 55 miles an hour through the entire state
it's
for
a
some
long.
Reason.
Have you ever gone top to bottom? And that's a long-ass state.
Yeah.
All right? It's a long state.
Hey, you get out of Florida, dude, and you're like, all right, nice. We're getting places. But then you hit Indiana, and you're like, dude, we got a whole, like, an entire day.
Yeah.
We're through this flat state.
Stuck in Indiana.
At 50 miles an hour.
Crossroads of America, my ass.
It should be like 100. You should be able to go 100 miles an hour through Indiana. Yeah.
Should be able to just have, you know, be able to billboards all along the side, so you don't have to see anything, just billboards. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Just go. Just hit like the Autobahn, right through it. Anyway,
Brad and Judy, what's up?
Brad and Judy, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. All right, we got to get to rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Get your car, truck, SUV fixed up right with owner John Van Lanningham and his crew. Breathe easy with AIR. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Actually, I got to get my truck over there. I got to get a little alignment check, have them take care of it. So
you need more than an alignment check with that truck.
My truck's fine, all right? It's because it wheezes when you start it up.
More than wheezing.
Yeah, honestly, I should just have John just front to back, man. Bumper to bumper, just fix her up. It's fine. Anyway, I jumped that bridge, and now it's all running weird on me. That's the problem.
That's
what it was. So. Well, Bruce Springsteen has topped Rolling Stone's list of highest paid musicians of 2021. They estimate he grossed $590 million. But most of that, pretty much all of that, came from his sale of his catalog and publishing to Sony Music, but also included his return to Broadway and his book and podcast with Barack Obama. But I'm thinking I'd probably say $589 million were probably from the selling of his catalog for the most part. So that's where a lot of it is. But he got some other stuff going. Much of the list features veteran musicians who sold their publishing or their catalogs last year. Number three is Paul Simon with $260 million. The Chili Peppers were number six at 145. Lindsey Buckingham number seven at 100. And Motley Crue came in at number eight with $95 million there. So
much money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. What do you do with that money?
I don't know.
You know?
Nothing. I would do nothing. I would do absolutely nothing. I'd just sit around in my big house and just be like, hey.
You got to spend it. You got to do something with it.
But how do you even spend all that much, man?
You can't. You know? I guess you could, but.
It's one of those things where they'll probably just keep making money on top of the money they already have, you know? I should have paid closer attention in band class, all right? You know, I'm very upset. Because even though I'm involved in the music world, I am making nowhere near what these musicians are making.
$590 million.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the music industry too, guys. No. No, you're not.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, you suck, man. Are you saying you should be paid like Bruce Springsteen? Well, not exactly, but maybe a little. Just a little. I don't know.
There you go.
In his pool full of gold coins, it's Bruce Springsteen is the highest paid musician out there. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 17th, 1996, Pink Floyd was officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What year was that?
96.
Nice.
Yeah, but pretty, I mean, I guess early in their career. I know
you remember the first time you heard a Pink Floyd song? Because I do.
So I don't remember specifically, because I'm sure I heard it, you know, on the radio growing up and everything. But I remember the first time Pink Floyd was a topic of conversation that was like, look, man, here's what you got to do. All right, you got, as soon as you hear the lion roar, okay, as soon as you hear the lion roar in
Wizard of Oz,
you got to drop the needle, man, and it matches up perfectly.
We did do that back in the day. It was great. Yeah. Yeah, I was on the way to like going fishing with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And he puts on another Brick in the Wall.
Oh, classic.
And I just remember the kids singing. I was like, I like this.
Yeah.
And you were like 10 years old.
That was when you were real big into singing too, wasn't it, Hunter? Where you used to sing all the time?
He used to reach back and slap me. Shut up.
That could be me. I could be on that. I was just like, because it's like little British, because we don't need no education. And it's like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. But right. So there you go. Pink Floyd in the Hall of Fame on this day in history. That is your rock news and rock history. That was a terrible little kid, British kid singing impersonation, by the way.
Terrible.
Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.